On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Carroll, Bishop Sante, all the priests, sisters, brothers, and seminarians, we want to wish you all a most happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the votive Mass of the Blessed Sacrament, which you will find on the Feast of Corpus Christi. And it's taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and giving thanks, broke and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you shall drink, for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink of the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes of the Jews, My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. O God, of whose mercies there is no number, and of whose goodness the treasure is infinite, we render thanks to thy most gracious majesty for the gifts that thou hast bestowed upon us. Words taken from the oration of the votive Mass of Thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Over 200 years ago, my dear faithful, in the year 1789, the country of the United States held her first civil day of Thanksgiving. This first civil Thanksgiving was proclaimed by the father of our country, the great George Washington. In his proclamation, George Washington declared, It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God and to be grateful for his benefits. Continuing, he said, Therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of thy great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all good, that was, that is, or that will be. George Washington then listed all the benefits that God provided, and for which the United States must give thanks. But November 26, 1789, was not actually the first Thanksgiving held in America. Nor was the first Thanksgiving the one celebrated in 1621 by the Puritan pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. The first Thanksgiving held in America, my dear faithful, occurred in what is now Texas, in the year 1541, 80 years before the pilgrims. You see, following the discovery of America in 1492, Spain sent out a great number of explorers and settlers to America. The Spanish came in search of goods, of gold, of land. But above all, they came in search of souls to convert to the Catholic faith. By the year 1530, the Spanish were firmly established in South America. Then they began exploring to the north. In 1539, a certain explorer named Francisco Coronado organized a large expedition for Mexico. In this expedition, Coronado brought with him a great number of soldiers, laborers, and settlers, but he also brought five Franciscan missionaries. This expedition explored what is now Arizona and New Mexico. Coronado set up settlements in both of these areas. He then went back and he gathered more men for the settlements and at the same time, more Franciscan missionaries. After 2 years and these settlements were firmly established, Coronado decided to explore to the east. He took a group of soldiers and missionaries and traveled to what is now northern Texas. There they found American Indians who were readily open to conversion. After a few weeks of instruction, these Indians were baptized and made Catholics. For this new land and for these new converts, Coronado and the Franciscans declared a celebration in thanksgiving to God. Thus, on May 29th, in the Palo Duro Canyon, they began the celebration with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. All the Indian converts, right along with the Spanish missionaries and soldiers, attended this Mass. What a glorious Mass that must have been. A Mass in which both the newly arrived Spanish and the newly baptized Indians united in their shared lands, giving gratitude to their same God. After Mass, the Spanish and the Indians then held the first Thanksgiving feast, a Catholic Thanksgiving. They shared their food together, and though it may not have been turkey and stuffing, they thanked God for his many gifts, but most especially for the gift of faith. These Catholics in Texas followed the example of Christ, using the Mass to give thanks to God. For when our Lord offered the first Mass, Sacred Scripture tells us that just before he said the words of consecration, he paused, giving thanks. Our Lord gave thanks to God the Father on behalf of mankind for the inestimable gift that was about to be given, the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord thus gave us the example of what we are to do. For we are to give gratitude to God for all the blessings he has given us. Gratitude, my dear faithful, is a virtue by which we give thanks to our benefactors. We make some kind of a return for the benefits they have given us. As George Washington declared, God is our greatest benefactor. He is the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be. We therefore owe him gratitude out of justice for all the gifts he has given us. As St. Paul said, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you all. Just as God gave us our lives, our family, our friends, home, country, and possessions, so must we thank God for all these goods. But these are merely the natural goods that God has given us. Just as the Catholic explorers in America, we must also be grateful for the supernatural gifts that God has given us. We should be even more grateful for these because they are infinitely more valuable. God has given us the faith. He chose us to be among the few who have the one true faith today, when so many do not. Why us? What did we do to earn this? We did nothing, but out of the infinite mercy of God, He chose us. He gave us the gift of baptism, absolving us of original sin and opening the door to us to all the sacraments. Confession, Holy Communion, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. God has enriched us with so many benefits, especially in our times when, again, so few have these. And thank God, He has delivered us from fear for the future. He has given us bishops. He has given us Bishop Mendez, Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, and now Bishop Carroll, so that we could always have the benefit of the Mass and the sacraments without any doubt. How many Catholics today have that? How many have so much to thank God for as we do? Above all people, then, we are bound to thank God. It is so easy for us not to truly appreciate so many of God's gifts. But if we stop and consider what it would be like without them, what if we were to lose some of these gifts? For example, what if we lost sight or hearing? Imagine how much our life would change with the loss of just one of these gifts. Or even what of those things which burden us and weigh on us at times, but are so necessary to us, such as our work? If we lost our job or were suddenly unable to work, how would we support ourselves and our families? Or, above all other gifts from God, what if we did not have the priest to provide the sacrament? What if somehow we were faced with no more ordinations and the loss of everything that entails? No masses, no confessions, no holy communions, no marriages before a priest, not even extreme unction. Thank God, my dear faithful, for the mercy He has shown us. Appreciate and be grateful for them, for there are so few who give gratitude to God that is His due. And it was the ingratitude of mankind, my dear faithful, that our Lord especially complained of in the revelations of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary in the 16th century. He said, "Behold this heart, which has so loved men. And in return, I receive nothing but ingratitude." The sin of ingratitude to God is especially painful to the heart of our God. If the ingratitude of mankind in the 16th century was so painful to Him, what must it be today? How much thanks does our Lord receive for the incredible kindness and mercy He has shown mankind? Every day, God renews His gifts to us, Thus, every day, we must thank God for them. We don't need to spend a long time in doing this, but we must do it. When you rise in the morning, remember that God has given you a new morning. In your morning prayers, then, thank God for this gift. At times for meals, when you pray your grace before and after meals, recall that God has given you not just the meal that you have before you, but the time up to that moment. Thank your supreme benefactor in your prayers after meals, then. Finally, thank him at the end of the day in your evening prayers. Give to God the gratitude that is his due, the gratitude for which he looks and for which he longs. Comfort the Sacred Heart by your appreciation of his generosity. Like the Spanish and the American Indian Catholics, give to God thanks for our country and for our faith. Show him that you at least appreciate his gifts, and do this every day, throughout the day. With the oration of the Mass, we are offering today a votive Mass of thanksgiving. Pray, O God, of whose mercies there is no number, and of whose goodness the treasure is infinite. We render thanks to thy most gracious majesty for the gifts that thou hast bestowed upon us. May God bless you, and may you have a happy and holy Thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.